This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I am glad to be here today, thanking God that knowledge is continually coming forth here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Knowing that the commandments is the law and the commandments is the word. And I'm so glad I have this knowledge today because the word is keeping me. My soul is full. I'm never hungry in a way where I can't get fed. So that's what I'm glad about. I'm excited about the word. So at this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he is a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's gone on. Moses and all the prophets, they took a stand for God. They lived holy. They kept his commandments. They kept his word. That is the doctrine. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. The thought today is why the Lord was hated. And if you live for God, no doubt, as the scripture says, you will be hated as well. Especially when you are blameless. You say, I live for God and I sin no more. You probably will be hated of all men. Choir, blameless.
Obey the voice.
that beautiful? Blameless. Thank God. That's what our strive is here at 425 Coney Boulevard. Be blameless. The Lord said, go and sin no more. We believe that. We strive to fulfill that command. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our
thank
pastor.
You, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day here to bring you what thus saith the Lord. And everything we bring, it's scripture. It is what God has spoken. What God is speaking today. Somebody's got to lift up the voice. And with the voice together shall we sing. That's when God's church is back on scene. When the Lord bring again Zion. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. You can believe that or not. So now that was the Old Testament. No, it wasn't. That was the scriptures of the prophets. And the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. And the Lord also said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. Now, the eternal life is the book of life. And if you're not in that book, you're not in God. How plain is that?
Yes,
plain. So you want to search that the scripture. And it says, they are they that testify of me.
Yes.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Testifies of God. It's God spelled out. That's what God requires. Let's go to St. John 15:1. Mm-hmm. Choir sang that number, blameless. We sing about things we experience and things we desire. You don't hear us over here singing too much about the blood. And we thank God for the blood of the Lamb. That's what washes us. And we thank God for the cross. But I think we're thanking God for a different cross than most Christians are thinking and thanking God for. I'm not thanking God for that cross they nailed him to. That's the devil's cross. I'm thanking God for the word. That's the cross of Christ. He says, now, what are you talking about, Pastor? If you're saying that right now in your mind, you're probably the one I'm going to read about in a few minutes. Because they hated him. And I know that Christians love to think of Jesus as love. If you do, you should think of yourself as love. But if you are as love, you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. Isn't that beautiful? Because you have the love of God. St. John 15:1, what does it say?
I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
He's the true vine. He's the true funnel to get what God is giving to his people. It comes through Christ. He paid the price. And before he came and actually paid that price, we were on assimilation. In other words, when you needed redemption and you needed a price paid for your salvation, it was the blood of bulls and heifers and goats that did it. It was representing what he was going to do, what the true vine was going to give. He said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Now, let's go to the 9th verse. We don't want to read all of that.
As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He became a son and gave himself for the world. And that means for those that believe in him. And he's saying, continue ye in my love, because he had the love of the Father. What?
If ye keep my commandments.
There it is again. If. That's the condition. If you keep my commandments, what?
Ye shall abide in my love.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. That is so plain. Yes. So all who hear my voice, if you're not a commandment keeper, which means you don't keep God's word, you're not in the love of Christ. Read it again.
If ye keep my commandments.
If you keep my commandments. This is the contract. Yes. The condition. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide, what?
In my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Because the Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Now, didn't he say, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have life, and they are they that testify of me. When you read the 10 precepts, it's testifying of God. That's why it's called the gospel. Yes. And it's called the 10 commandments, because it's 10 commands that God stands for. Right. And that God requires. Mm-hmm. Now, read the 18th verse. What does it say?
If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
Now, most people, ever since I was a little one coming up, most churchgoers say, I love the Lord. And most people today, they don't even go to church, but I love the Lord. I was baptized when I was 5 years old, and I've been loving the Lord ever since. I haven't done everything that he asked me to do. I haven't been to church in 20 years. I don't know what he's asking for, but I love him. You don't know what he's requiring. And if you don't know, how can you fulfill it? But he said, if ye seek, ye shall find. So even though you've been baptized when you were five, and you might be one that said, you know, my mama told me I love God always. Even though you may say that, you don't know him. How plain is that? Let's stay with the scripture. So now, I see God all over the scripture. Well, the scripture says, search the scripture. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. They are they that testify of me. That's talking about testifying of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 8 and 23. Let's go there. He said, you're going to be hated of all men. And he was hated of all men. That's what the scripture says. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. And yet all of these haters said, I love the Lord. But what they hated was what he stood for and the stand he took for God. That's what they hated. They hated when you say, I don't sin no more. They hated when you say, well, what do you mean? Give thanks. I give thanks to God every day. What do I need Thanksgiving for? Look at you like, what?
Right.
Because you won't stand in a mile line long to get a little turkey you could have got 6 weeks ago and get all the fixings to go along with it and bow your head on a table along with the family that is just full of killers and robbers. Everybody hating the Lord and you all bow your head and say, Lord, I thank you. That ain't giving thanks. Giving thanks is to give thanks continuously for what God is doing when you live for him, when you truly love the Lord. 8 and 23, what does it say?
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath.
Ye are from beneath.
I am from above.
That's why they hated him. They hated when you say, now you're of the world. I'm not of the world. Right. They hated when you say, you're not going to do so and so. Been there, done that. Yes. I'm not doing that anymore. Been there. It means nothing. They hate you for that. Because it's against what they believe. Because that's a religion to them. The traditions of men. And it's not what necessarily God is calling for. Mm-hmm. It's just a tradition. Read it again.
And he said unto them, ye are from beneath.
What?
I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world.
That's why they hated him. I'm not of this world. He told Pilate. My kingdom is not of this world, because he didn't summons all of his servants to come fight for him. Right. And he allowed them to do that to him. Because we allow ones to talk about our church, and we don't try to defend and go stand in front of their house and say, who you think you is? Because we're not of the world. Our warfare is not carnal. Because we tell them the truth and just journey on and not sit there and go back and forth with them. Because we don't text what we think or what you think we should be thinking back to you like you text to us. Because we don't get on Facebook and just mouth off to the world what we feel about my neighbor. Or my brother, my sister, my mother, father, my cousin, my friend. Because we don't get involved in this, you hate us. I don't know who all got Facebooks. I don't have notebooks and Facebooks, except from Staples. That's a plug for Staples. I don't know what they got. I don't know anything about this stuff. Whatever you're saying about this ministry, I have no idea. Sticks and stones may make my bones. I feel nothing. And if you came in my face and told me, I'm still not going to feel anything. I just let you know you're wrong. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and 12. Let's go there. Believe on me as the scripture hath said. Now, that's what I believe on the Lord, according to scripture. And not according to what you are trying to tell me when the Lord is feeding me. Before the Lord began to feed me direct, I had to listen to one that God was using, and I believed him. Why should I listen to anybody else if God have put me in this position? Why should I listen to someone else? Unless I know they're a commandment keeper and God sent them. I don't know of any others, but we'll welcome all you commandment keepers, and don't bring anything over here saying, I'm a commandment keeper, I'm bringing a box of tow food for you. Tow it back. I don't want it. Don't bring me no, say, no, this is coffee without the caffeine. I want some caffeine. Okay, come on. Deuteronomy 28 and 12, what does it say?
The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure.
Good treasure, what?
The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season.
What?
And to bless all the work of thine hand.
I believe that. Why would one get upset with us because we want to go back to Deuteronomy and say, that's the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's the scriptures of the prophets. Right. Relevant yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. They ain't going nowhere. It's relevant. And if you understand God, if you keep his commandments, you know it's all saying the same thing. He's saying the same thing here as he's saying in the scriptures of the apostles and those that wrote what they call the New Testament. Yes. And it is a New Testament in his blood. Go ahead.
And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not
borrow. So we don't need the blind boys of Alaska coming over here. Wow. Sing us a song. We got all the songs we need over here. We got writers abundant, and those that think they can write can't write. We got that too. All right. We got everything. We don't need nobody to come over here trying to preach. We got plenty of bread here.
Yes, we do.
Plenty of bread. Isn't that beautiful? Don't get upset and you hate it because we don't want to become Battle of the Blind and the Sea singing. Blind boys versus the seeing boys. Who got the highest voice? Who can march the fastest from the cul-de-sac into the church? We don't have all that stuff going over here. Not in God. All that competition stuff. That's foolishness. Read.
And the Lord shall make thee the head.
Now wait a minute. He said, I am from beneath. Mm-hmm. I am from above. You from beneath. Mm-hmm. What is? He's only quoting what he believed. That's what God said. That's what the Father said. The Lord shall make thee the head, what?
And not the tail.
What?
And thou shalt be above only.
Now wait a minute. If I believe that, because I believe it, you hate me for that because I believe what God's word is saying? Because God said, I only have one son. His name is Israel. Because I said we're Israelites, you're going to hate me because I say a true Christian is one that is a Jew. And a true Jew is an Israelite. And they're all the same. You'll hate me because that's what the scripture says. I'm going to believe in the scripture. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
And thou shall not be beneath.
What?
If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God.
There's the condition again. Yeah. Now it's letting you know, if you keep God's commandments, You're not going to be beneath. You'll be above only. You want to hate me because I believe that? Because that's what he said. He said that ye are from beneath. I'm from above. Read.
Which I command thee this day.
Which I command thee this day.
To observe and to do them.
It's all about keeping God's commandments. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read the 14th verse. And thou
shalt not go aside from any of the words.
Wait a minute, any of them. So I mean, it says now, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Mm-hmm. Don't go aside from any of the words, what it says. Yes. But you done went aside, these so-called Christians, and ran to embrace the first day of the week as the day of worship. Not the day of worship, I shouldn't say that. The day of rest. And it is the day of rest that you chose out, but that's not God's day. The Lord's day is the seventh day. He said, I am Lord of the Sabbath. That's what he said. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day. What?
To the right hand or to the left.
What?
To go after other gods to serve them.
How plain is that? St. John 8:31. How plain is that? That's plain to me. I don't see there's no controversy there. To me, it's just a matter of choice. Matter of believe it or not. Isn't that beautiful? And this is the same thing he ran across when he was dealing with those that followed him, trying to catch him in his words. Maybe ones that look at this broadcast to catch some of the words that I'm saying. Don't work like that. Come and see.
Right.
Come over here and sit down and be taught. St. John 8:31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
In other words, now you're disciples, you're following with me. But you that believe, if you just continue, you're going to be my disciples really indeed. Mm-hmm. In your works, it's going to show who you are. Read.
And ye shall know the truth.
Then you're going to know the truth. Mm-hmm. Because when we began this walk, it's going forth and is yet the same today as the morning. It gets brighter as it rises toward high noon. And when we began to walk this way, we knew about the truth. We knew of the truth. We didn't know the truth like we know it now.
That's right, Pastor.
Once you've been told what the truth is, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Now, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. Well, then you know it's the same thing then. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the word.
Beautiful.
Thy word is truth. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. So when you really realize what the truth is, you see them better and better, and you can apply more to your life. Yes. If ye continue in my word,
then are ye my disciples indeed.
And what?
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Because when you know what God is calling for, you can be submissive and let it make you. We have to be made in God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When you're being made in God, then is when the hate begins. Because you're yielding yourself to God and you're leaving the old father, which was the devil.
Right.
You're leaving him. You've left him. And now you're yielding to God, doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. And people begin to hate you.
Yes.
Why? What's the secret? Devil is full of the devil.
That's right.
Don't know it. As the Lord said, you worship, ye know not what. It is a power, but it's not the power of God. Read. They answered him,
we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?
How do you say be made free? Now, it's talking about being free in God's word. Being free about having no gods before God. Being free knowing that you've not made any graven images, you're not taking his name in vain, that you're remembering the Sabbath day. You're free.
Yeah.
You're not free when you find yourself violating this word.
Right.
Now, if you don't know it, you yet in prison, but you just don't know it.
Right.
If you're violating, you're not in God, so you don't know what God is requiring. That's why he says, you shall know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you follow and you know it, and it makes you. When you understand what you're supposed to do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Read.
Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin."
How plain is that? So if you serve having gods before God, mm-hmm. when you serve making graven images, these crosses they carry, and a little angel with wings and little all kind of trinkets that is supposedly somebody in the scripture, little angel, little cherubs, and little babies with wings on them, little fat babies. Get them all fat. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see babies that fat, their wings can't carry them like that. That's too much weight. Birds ain't designed like that. Little baby's belly's way out there, and the wings, little wing, they all up in the air and stuff. Come on. That ain't a good picture there. No, no. No, take the name in vain. And forgetting all that, don't know anything about the Sabbath. Don't know anything about it. Violating it. Whosoever committed sin is the servant. You a servant of mm-hmm. the transgressing of God's word. They serve that. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever.
What?
Ever.
Now, in other words, you may say I'm a servant of God, but you're not going to abide forever. Mm-hmm. You're just temporarily in the temporary house.
Yes.
What?
If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Well, I thought the truth make you free.
Right.
Because the son mm-hmm. got to be one with the word. But the Lord said, I and my Father are one. Thy word is truth. He said, I am the way, the truth. It's the same. Isn't that beautiful? All thy commandments are truth. There's another scripture for that. Okay. St. John, 1 John 1:27. Isn't that beautiful? He said, now, 37 said, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. 1 John 2:7. This is why they hate us when you quote this 1 John 2:7. When you give them understanding of what the word is, what he was talking about, then you understand why they hate you. 1 John 2:7, what does it say?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
What?
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
So there is no new commandment being written. Say, well, we got a new commandment. That's a new summation of the commandment. The summation is just love. When you love your brother as you love yourself, your neighbor as you love yourself, that's a summation of the whole. You're in love. But there is no new commandment, eh, but one. It's God's word, never change. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. The word is God. Word haven't changed. I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had mm-hmm. from the beginning. What?
The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning.
All you out there that say, I'm preaching God's word. The old commandment is the word mm-hmm. which ye had from the beginning. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
St. John 8:43. Let's go right there. Let's go back there. The Lord will understand. Why don't you understand my speech? Even because my word don't have no place in you. There's no place for the commandments in someone who don't really want to live for God. Because there's too many instructions. 8:43 says what?
Why do ye not understand my speech?
Why don't you understand my speech right now? Why?
Even because ye cannot hear my word.
You reading it, but you just can't hear. Otherwise, I just can't get into. I don't think that's what the word mean now. He came and died for our sin. I don't know what you're talking about. He died on the cross. That's like what, you know, this woman said, I would never cheat. I got a daughter. So what? What's that got to do with that? Everyone in the whole world lies and wicked has got kids and they're still liars.
Right.
Well, so what? I got a daughter. That sounds like the excuse that he said, gonna bitch this up and say, I bought some land, I gotta go see it. Well, you bought it, it ain't going nowhere. I got a daughter. It's like one time I asked this woman, I said, you got insurance? She said, what you talking about? I drive a Beamer. Yeah, so a whole lot of people drive Mercedes, they got no insurance, run out. What's that got to do with anything? Okay, I want to stay with the point now. Why do you not understand my speech?
Mm-hmm. Even because ye cannot hear my word.
Even because ye cannot hear my word. What? Mm-hmm.
Ye are of your father, the devil.
You of your father, the devil. That's why you hate it of all men, because their father's the devil. How can you hate when God love is love? What?
And the lust of your father ye will do.
What?
He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth.
What?
Because there is no truth in him.
What?
When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
1 John
yes.
2, 1 John 3,
mm-hmm.
and 9. Let's go okay. there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
This is why you hate it. This is a key word of why you hate it. 3 and 9, what?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Now, wait a minute, Lord. Now, which one of you convinced me of sin? That's why it was hated, because there was the sinners. They were all sinners.
Yes.
And when you tell someone, I don't sin no more, they say, wait, who do you think is Jesus on the water? We're all one in Christ Jesus. Yeah, you can say I'm Jesus on the water. We're all one.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What?
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
And he cannot sin. What?
Because he is born of God.
What?
In this.
Now, this is how you separate them. In this.
The children of God are manifest.
What?
And the children of the devil.
So I'm just a sinner in Zion. Well, you of the devil then. Because
right.
he is born of God. Don't commit sin. You're yet of the devil. So you judging me. That's what the scripture says. In this, mm-hmm. the children of God are manifest. Mm-hmm. What?
And the children of the devil.
What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God.
Now, did I say that or that's Brother John talking?
All right.
I didn't say that.
Go ahead. See,
you judging me. No, Brother John is. Why don't you throw a stone at him? Because you know why you can't throw one at him? Because you ain't got a rock and reach where he is.
That's right.
That's a long way in heaven.
That's a
long way out. You got to find something to go way.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it's not even that.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.